Uncle Rupert, what do you remember about Olive Pink?
Olive Pink is no good.
She's no good.
No, I remember when I was a kid. She know my grandmother, my mother, and my my auntie Amy, all them up. And her Aboriginal name was Unjiamba. Miss Olive Pink was. They named her, the old people named her Unjiamba, Unjiamba woman.
The Aranda people?
Aranda people. Called her Unjiamba.
Did they give her a skin name?
I think she was a Ngware woman. Because she was Unjiamba, named Unjiamba. But our Chucky Jim and Peter Ribbon, yeah, Jim too. Used to be more close friend. He wouldn't talk to any young fella about what then. All the secret thing is that Jim does give it that much. All the pink.
Why was that?
Bit of tea and sugar, stick of tobacco that they wanted, because Unjiamba was a very likeable woman and he loved the Aborigines, especially a snotty-nosed kid like me used to take a lolly first, because the shop was a long way, old Wallace and Fogarty's shop was a long way to go and get a lolly, because there was only one big store here, just gone back in the 30s and 40s. I'm only going by what the other fella running her down, if she was no good and all this, but according to my own story, I think that old lady was bloody good. Very good woman. Wherever, here's a watch, up in the hills here, wherever smoke comes out from the camp, they walk straight out, walk, not motorcar, walk. A little bit of there and in the bag. Especially lollies for the kids. You used to ask them, where's Mariah? Because Mariah was my grandmother. Mm. And that old you talk a little bit out in the tone, you know? Broken English.
Yeah.
Then he used to come back to... He never used to call him... One spring he used to call him, well, I'm going to see Elf Mumab. Name of the place, Ilma.
One spring.
She used to walk from there. She had no motor car. She had a motor car, right? She used to go 5 miles an hour. Take about 2 nights from here to Pine Hill. She traveled everywhere. Same time, I think it was Tracy Bates went on a camel. I remember. The marble camel out where we're sitting now, pretty with you. And the trough was over there. A cabin trough. Went to where the rubbish dump now. Mm. He went through that Mbalja. That Mbalja over there. That other cab. Mm. Old Daisy Bed. And I think I'll miss Olive Pink. He went from Mordnada, that's at Morris Oak, on the caravan, and somewhere else, I think, technically somebody gave him a motor car.
Mm.
T Model Ford, I remember that one.
Oh, yeah, somebody else mentioned that, T Model Ford.
Then she traveled all the way, went to Chillerwell and Walbury Mop and everywhere.
Mm.
Out of nowhere, we see when we scored in Glen Ellen, you know. Something white when these kids. Because some of us get frightened of white folk because that most of us been taken away, put in a bungalow.
Mm.
Olive Pink, that's the only woman we know, white one. And Bob Hamilton, not as young Bob Hamilton, his father.
Mm.
You see, I've got it and gone, put a woman, get out, hide yourself.
Mm.
But then the guy. The government was Carrington, my other playmate's father, Brian Carrington. This old what's name here, Barnacle Graph and Ashmop. Well, you see that white woman, only one white woman. But all of Jackie Jim, Peter Rubin Jim, team up. And another old bloke called, he's from around that way, old Carndia. They're all the brothers.
From Pond Springs.
Pond Springs. Old Carndia come from that way. Not really, but we ran Navi area. Yamba. Big mom. That old woman, I think, took a lot of my objects too. Been given for tea and sugar. Penny was big money, sixpence was big money. Stick of tobacco is big too, because they could climb the hill to get a rubber picture. That's what they sell them, a stick of tobacco, stone pipes. All mixed out of them up. All pink now. That's the map I think call him Unjiamba. Mm-hmm. Her name was Unjiamba.
Unjiamba, is that corkwood?
Yep.
Is it the actual corkwood tree or the flower?
The flower, Unjiamba. We got Unjiamba to Rumuna. That's Unjiamba, kind of, that's right.
So did Miss Pink, did she ask for all these stories, or did people just freely give her these stories for rations, in return for rations?
No, she was an inquisitive woman. I said, you know this thing, you know this, where you come from? What skin? All the skin thing, she is an odd. Because she was a Pananga woman himself, see?
She was Pananga?
Yeah. Pananga Okwari, because her name was Unjiamba.
Yeah.
And every old black fellow said, oh, not too much glory, you'd be given, right? They would never know be given the team days. We used to go to morning glory, you know. So over that, through that gap, I would learn them, I'd say, oh, that's Unjiamba coming. Look at we didn't know her name was Olive.
Yeah.
Only Pink. Why do you want Pink coming? That like insulting a player, what am I? But that's what they call it. We can't call him Pink all the time. We can't call him a whole lot of players. We can't call him a tethic all the time. Remember Red?
Yeah.
We call him Unjiamba, so they call him Unjiamba. See? Because some of that Unjiamba is Red, you know?
Yeah.
They had a funny idea and give him a name Unjiamba because his maiden name was Pink.
Well, that's really funny because some people were saying that she hated the colour red.
Mm.
She didn't like the colour red.
Because she was pink.
But she was given that name, Unjiamba, because of the red flower on the corkwood.
Well, she, if anybody said, good name, you know me, you got that right. My name is Miss Pink. Some of them old people that. We only know that white woman on Jiamba. Yeah, talking the same one.
Same woman.
Yeah, same woman.
Yeah.
She might change, always in white, that woman is walking.
Mm.
She would look like a church woman, or some you say she was a temple woman, the station owner, the troublemaker station owner, you say.
Mm.
And no good for nothing. But according to old blokes, they wondered to go to the camp, sing a song all night. The old people.
Yeah.
That's what old Juggy Jim and them.
Only the old men?
Old men, no young fellas.
What about women?
I don't know, them. They might want a white woman, see? They might want a white woman, not a black woman. Them old black was funny buggy, you know?
So how is all this digested now? White woman collecting all these stories.
Yeah, well, they can now, but in the old day, he wouldn't have. They wouldn't have done it. And even now, white woman can get two things like what Miss Pink done. It'll be down 6 foot under.
It was only for rations.
Yeah. It'd be very strict. They'll cut her tongue off and everything.
So was all the Arundel Mob in Alice Springs at that time, were they all aware? Did they know that she was being told all this information?
No, all people, all Arundel people from here had a respect for any white people because of that Nababee thing was going the same note. That's when the men did come in. She was a good help in that one.
That Nababee thing?
Yeah. When they showed him black
massacre.
Yeah, that one.
At that time. Oh.
She stuck by black fellas right through.
Right.
Yep. Yeah. That's when she went down south, that old Tracy Pate. Went down that way. Just for that, but they old Tracy Pate made more friends that way from the south side. But old Pinky, she she made a friend this way. So she died, and Ebenezer Canal was playing as a guy with a tent. She used to put a police on Eddie Canal, a bourbon on him from the airplane when she's having a shower. That's the one bad little point she had.
That we heard that story.
Yeah.
We heard that story. She wrote a letter and complained because her toilet.
Yep.
Well, it was a four-posted mansion, and she thought that they were looking at her because the plane would fly over, and she thought that they were spying on her in the toilet.
Yeah. That sort of woman she was.
Mm.
All the white ones, you know, hated them. Around town here, local people. Even the police hated them, even the blame magistrate. Even old Dr. Riley. He was one of them. Well, Dr. Riley was a judge and a Catholic priest and a bit of everything.
Dr. Riley?
Yep. Old Paddy Riley, he was an Irishman. A doctor, Catholic priest and everything it was.
Mm-hmm.
But this old Pink, I didn't know he was, I thought she was one of the nuns, but he was between nun and the missionary, you know?
Yeah. At that time?
At that time, I think she was doing a little bit of research thing, you know, looking down for things like that, like Professor Stalo was doing it.
Did they know each other?
Well, Professor Stalo, you know, never trust her, because Stalo was a man.
Yeah.
She was a woman.
Yeah.
Stalo told her about the bungalow, eh? This is not a woman's ground, you go back to a woman over there. Talk to woman, not to men. I'm in charge here, that's a rumble all the time. She wanted to go see the sermon, the men don't. Stay like you tell them to get out. Oh, you got two choice. Either you go that way, either you go that way, your stomach pull out and go back empty. And die tomorrow.
That's what he said to her.
That's what he said to him, Professor Stalo. Because Professor Stalo's initiated men, but only Pink wasn't.
No.
Yeah.
So he knew Aboriginal law, and he upheld that law.
Yeah. And also, I think old Pinky, Pink lot about Pink, from Judge Jockey Jim and Peter Rubin, yeah.
Yeah.
That's why they went and Rubin's a little bit dodging us around, too.
So who's this old Jockey Jim's family?
Well, Jockey
that
Jim,
are alive today?
Well, Jockey Jim's family, daughter's right here sitting down at Moona. What's her name?
Not Irene Peters.
That's him.
That's his daughter.
That's his brother's daughter.
Oh.
Anything else?
Is that all? Only one daughter he had?
I think Jerry and my son passed away. I think two daughters. Irene was the first one. That one passed away when I came back from Adelaide in the 70s.
So when did he pass away, that old man?
Which one?
Jockey Jim.
I don't know. He must have died before Wyndon probably know it. Mr. Horabund,
yeah? Yeah.
He'll know what.
So that other old man with Jockey Jim, Rabunja, that's
They were brothers. Oh, what name? Old Sandy. what's his name again? Yeah. They were brothers. Joggy Jim. Is all Lily here.
Mm-hmm.
And Big Father. And Wyndon's father and Joggy Jim, they were all brothers.
Uh-huh.
And they're called Candy. Candy was our brother, them two cousin brothers. Like us, my baby Lord and Reduce, all our land.
Yeah.
Same grandmother but different fathers. Them was like that.
So she only like mixed in with them north side mob, Bond Springs and Hamilton Downs mob.
Ooh. Joggy Jim.
Miss Pink. She was good mates with them mob, the north side mob.
Now he never mixed in with Hamilton Downs mob very much. She more than mixed in with that Ilmo mob, Bond Springs. Never mix in Andoya.
Mm.
I know where people Andoya mob was.
Mm.
They were a little bit dodgy, they mob. But Amel and Dan mob didn't want to talk to white folk because they've been told not to talk to a white woman. Because a lot of them all black from that side, they all wake up to them. Because Taylor was telling what. In a push telegram, that yarn was traveling long before Miss Pink got it. But because they couldn't talk ill very much, he finished up going to the Chilliwell.
This is before what? She went out to Chilliwell, isn't it?
No, on and off years ago.
All right.
Then when she got everything ready, she had made a little homie in the municipal thing.
Mm-hmm.
With a common card. Make a few more bubbles and knocking up, stealing out things. She put a little in the nanny court yard there. After the nanny court yard, where it is now, in that nanny hill, nanny court hill.
Annie Myers Hill. That,
hmm?
That Annie Myers Hill, they call it. That, what is the name?
Yeah.
So do you think she's. Do you think that she's got some important objects that belong to you?
She got some important objects that she's not supposed to have, belong to a man. She got, because a lot of them things were stolen by Chalky Jim and Peter Rippenja. And half of it, but now it's left over to Wyndon Rippen stealing some too. Wyndon Rippen been told the wrong way.
Where were they stolen from? Can I ask that?
No.
Okay.
Did I go to bed? Well, you know, she was. I know everybody talking about the Wyndon's father and all Jackie Jim. We know that. And another old fella I didn't mention was one of our uncle. He's additionally on after my grandfather, Nduri. Andore's name was Sid Ross. Really, not Ross. He's supposed to be named after my grandmother, MacDonald. Maria MacDonald, but they've gone by Harry Ross, another grandfather of mine. And anyway, this little Turney, they call him, train driver. He pinched a train from the railway station, went down the headlights. But he ran out of charcoal and down at Beuning and the police caught him. He was one of the people who was not going to be given to Miss Pink. That's where Pinky made a few bob selling object or some other what them, you know. And another one after the Pinky was still there, there was a Pidgery Peter married into our family and Dolly family, Dolly. He was stealing some things too and selling to Miss Pink. Not going to move. And now that Pidgey Pete, and now he, what I heard from Pidgey Pidgey Mop, he's selling objects and making a little envelopes with the men painted up, which they're not about to be showing. And he's got that in recent Perth sitting down. And an old fellow called Arnold, somebody from over there, told me about this. And they look back now, they today sitting down, I can think and I can picture that old Pink, Miss Pinky. She was good in one way. That massacre in Watnam Waller and down King's Gang, and they were white for shooting over one bullock. But they were there. They were good helping hand in one way. And another hand was stealing something from here. Not the one who's helping the black for his life. And we got a lot to thank to again. So was Professor Strelow. Some say he stole some of those things, Strelow did. Which I remember because I was with him when he got through initiation. He was a man of a knowledge, an Aboriginal trusted him. Now when the land council come in, they're talking about bringing an object back to the rightful owner and giving it rightful owner. And that's exactly what Miss Pink's mob should do, keep the things back to the rightful owner, the traditional owner of the things. And with the custodians. The custodian identify things and take it back to where they belonged. But most of them, I think, is what Miss Pink had mostly unmodulous. Walbury and some of them, I think, come from Barrow Creek area, cottage people. What's an area of only cottages, lorages, unmodulous. Maybe one or two Walbury bloke. That's only one way. And one lorige, one visionary. But those old friendly old people never given to nothing, you know? Very strict people. But one monks a lot of the thief. Even now, we're stealing one and we're stabbing one another's back. Stealing things from somebody. That goes on and on. We can't stop that. Because it's a nature to steal. Same as if I go to the bus and to the shop. I pinch one cigarette and that's it. You know what six cigarette is? 6 months. That's what, but you know, I think when they steal it, it's a 6 foot under. Send them now, 10 seconds they'd be dead. That sort of things. But I go along with the lady Pink. She helped my people. That's about all. But in a way, I think in my own mind, I really like to see the objects come back to us, to the rightful owner. Thank you.